Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
Hey, this is John Lee Dumas introducing Jane Jackson Careers, a podcast that will inspire you to take control of your career and your life. Here's your host, Jane Jackson, career management coach and author of Navigating Career Crossroads. Be prepared to ignite.
Well, hello and welcome back to my careers podcast, where I interview fascinating professionals who have made amazing career changes and are leaders in their field. Now, today, I'm delighted to welcome back to my show, Brian Basilico. I featured Brian and his career journey back in April this year on episode 73 of my podcast. And I am thrilled to have him back on my show to talk about his brand new book, The Bacon System. Now, just as a reminder, Brian is an internationally recognized speaker, author, coach, trainer, and adjunct professor. He brings over 35 years of marketing experience to his award-winning internet marketing company, B2B Interactive Marketing. Brian's a podcaster and he hosts his popular Bacon podcast and is a syndicated blogger. He's been featured as a guest expert in Entrepreneur Magazine and Inc. Magazine, as well as numerous radio shows and podcasts. His first book was a bestseller, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. And it's got a workbook to go with it as well. And his next book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon Bits, 101 Relationship Marketing Tips, was also a big success. And Brian will be launching his fourth book on the 1st of July. And this book is The Bacon System, Sizzling Hot Recipes That Grow Your Business. So let's find out all about his exciting new book. And welcome to the show, Brian.
Jane, it's such a pleasure to be back. And thank you for having me back so fast. I really appreciate it. And I'm very excited to tell you guys about this stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to find out as well, because when I heard that this next book was being launched, I thought I'd better get in quick and find out all about it. So, Brian, how about to kick us off? Tell me, why did you write this book, The Bacon System?
Well, Jane, I think the first thing I want to cover is why write a book at all. I think that's probably the most important thing. And, you know, when I wrote my first book, I said, okay, you know, I need to propel my business. I need to build my brand. And, you know, like most people who write a book, I say, okay, I'm going to write this and it's going to be a stream of income. It's going to be something that's going to help build my brand and do things. What I didn't realize when I wrote the first book is that the average book sales, and I've heard different numbers from different people, but if you self-publish, you're going to sell between 10 to 150 books. There are so many authors who have boxes of books sitting in their garage waiting to be sold. And so I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and said, you know, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to get rich and all these other things. What I realized in the process, though, was as I started going through it, and I was lucky, I mean, through speeches, through going across the country and speaking at conferences, through internet sales and all those kind of things. I've sold about 2,500 books and on the first one. And it was, you know, the point of the book was to get rich. What I didn't realize is the real point of the book was to break even. And when you write a book, the book becomes what I consider to be a 200 or 300 page business card. And that is now the emphasis of what I'm trying to do with writing a fourth book. So does that make sense?
Absolutely. So really, it's almost like your book is a business card on steroids, because people can really find out so much about you and what you represent.
Yes, it actually helps people to first and foremost know who you are, what you do, what your philosophies are. And it's a way to really kind of spread the knowledge that you've obtained over the course of whatever years it is. I've been in marketing for 35 years. And what the couple of things that I've learned, which I think is very incredible, and we'll get to the Bacon System book in a little bit. But I think one of the things that I've learned over the course of these years is there's two different things in business, in life, in running your own business and working for somebody else. It's all pretty much the same thing. Number one, there's principles. Principles are things that never change. When I was 18 years old running a recording studio in my dad's basement, I still had the concept that I needed to communicate with people. So I had a dot matrix printer and I had an Atari 400 and I created newsletters and I would literally print out stories and I would take a scissors and cut them and paste them onto a piece of paper and 11 by 17, so I could fold it in half. And so I cut and paste them and then I took it to a printer and the printer printed them up and they looked really good and I sent them out to my clients and I was able to communicate with them. That was the origination of my first trial and error at content marketing and really letting people know what happens. That's a principle. People love to know that you care about them. People love to know that you're going to educate them and help them get better. And so when you're a giver, just like in the book from Bob Berg, and I can't remember the other guy's name. I'm always bad at that, the Go-Giver. It's all about, you know, what can you provide other people as far as value? And so I learned that at a very early age. And from that point on, I've really learned that, you know, writing books, doing blogs, doing podcasts is about educating people first. And if they feel value, if they feel like they know, like, and trust you, then they'll start to warm up to you, whether it's to hire you or to maybe employ you or maybe, you know, if you run your own business, to try to create a connection, you know. So that to me was the main purpose behind the first book, was to kind of spread that message and say, okay, here's what I've learned, here's what I want to teach you, and let me, you know, give you my philosophy on things, my take on things, and see if maybe you agree with it. And not only was it a bestseller, but it was an award winner. I mean, it won the 2014 Book of the Year in Small Business in a big book competition, international book competition, because people really resonated with the content that was inside the book because of all the experience I was able to, you know, propel into the pages.
Now, that's fascinating, because with that book, it's about bacon, relationship marketing in a social media world. I know when we were chatting earlier, you said that people enjoyed the book so much, but they wanted to have a workbook to go with it. So then you published your next book, which was actually the workbook. Can you tell us a little bit about how that workbook works in a way?
Yes. The workbook was actually a culmination of two different things. The feedback I was getting from people, and these were local people and national people, it didn't matter, was, you know, there's so much information in this and there's no room to write in the margins. And, you know, you don't design a book with a lot of blank space. You want to, you know, fill it up as much as possible, especially when you're doing a self-published book, because, you know, the bigger the book, the more you pay for it, the less money you make. But also you want it to look like a real book. And the other thing that happened, which was very interesting, is after the book came out, it started getting picked up by some marketing professors in local and national colleges. And they were digging it and they wanted to teach it to their kids. And I've actually spoken not only live, but via Skype at a handful of colleges across the United States. The book was designed so that it could be used in an academic setting, but also to help small business people really create their plan. So I actually worked with a workbook designer, somebody who actually does curriculums, and helped me go through the book and create, you know, pages step by step. As you went through a chapter, you could write down notes, and then you could start with what are your goals, what are your plans, what are your action steps. And give people a real sense of, okay, this is not only a book, but it's going to help me actually propel myself and propel my business in a way that most books won't. So it works great for small business people. It works great in college classes. And that's been a huge hit for me. And that's something very different. You know, I didn't intend to write a textbook, but by adding the workbook, it actually turned into one.
Yeah, that's just fantastic, because it actually, once people read the book, if they want to be able to do more with it, having your workbook too, and sort of read the book and then use the workbook together in conjunction, I think that helps. I remember when I first read many, many years ago, What Color Is Your Parachute, which was an amazing book all about identifying your career direction. And then they also came out with What Color Is Your Parachute, the workbook. And that ended up being so valuable too. So now you've given me some ideas, Brian, because with my book, Navigating Career Crossroads, I think I need a workbook to go with it. That'll definitely help my clients. But back on to you. Now, you've written four books now. For people who might be aspiring authors, and I know how daunting it is to write a book and how time consuming it is, what's your method? How do you write a book? And tell us all about that before we go into what the Bacon system is all about.
Well, there's actually each one of the books had a different methodology. And let me go through the three, which is It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World, Bacon Bits, 101 Relationship Marketing Tips, and The Bacon System. I'll go through all three and how I wrote all three, and they're very different. The first book I started writing, I actually started collaborating with an author, and we started writing this book saying, we're going to write a book about how to on social media. And by the time we got to the third chapter, the entire book was obsolete. And I said, okay, that's not going to work. Because Facebook changes, LinkedIn changes, you know, social media changes, the internet changes, technology changes. And just as a side note, one of the good things about doing a self-published book is as things change, I can actually go in and edit the book and re-upload it. Because like I wrote about a couple of websites that were resources, and by the time the book got published, they were gone. It's just the way the internet is. So what I did is I changed my philosophy and I wrote a Y2 book. Now, the Y2 book actually came out of a bunch of blogs that I've been writing. I've been writing blogs since 2006, 2008. I can't remember specifically which one it was, but it was, you know, in that range. And so what I did is I went back to a bunch of blogs and I said, okay, let me pull out some of those philosophies and start to compile them in chapters. And then go back and edit them and then put them in sequence and then fill in the gaps. So I actually took things that I was already writing and compiled it into something that ended up being a really, what I consider to be a very solid book from start to finish. You know, I had to write a couple of chapters ahead of time, a couple of chapters afterwards, but a lot of the core stuff was already written. So that's one of the reasons why I love content creation, creating blogs, or doing articles or doing any of that kind of stuff, because it builds repeatable content that you can use again. So that was the first book. And then so I compiled it. And just to be, you know, fair, Jane, the first book cost me a good chunk of money to put together. It cost me over $5,000 to develop. And the reason was is because I had nothing. So I hired somebody to design the cover first, which was one of the biggest things I want to say to people is the cover is the most important thing on a book, no matter how you slice and dice it. It has to pass something called the 17-foot test. If you can't read that book from, or at least understand something about the book from 17 feet away, it's never going to work on a shelf in a bookstore. And not that there are many bookstores, but then take that same concept and shrink it down to the little mini thing that they put inside of Amazon as far as the thumbnail. That same principle works. So your book cover really has to be designed in a way that makes sense. And that was the best thing I ever did is I had the book cover designed before I even finished the book. Second thing I did was after I compiled the book, I hired a professional editor. I hired a professional proofreader. I hired a professional indexer. I did not realize there was no such thing as software that could index a book, because any kind of software cannot tell the difference between Google, Google Business, Google Plus, Google Analytics. It can't tell the difference. So a professional indexer had to come in and actually say, okay, this belongs in this one, and this belongs in this one. And then I had to hire a designer to do the inside of the book, which was an investment, because since then, every book that I've done has a very similar look and feel, because I can reuse that design. I can reuse the template and make it look consistent. So now I've got a really great book cover, a platform to deliver more books on, you know, all the fonts and the formats and all that other stuff. So that was the first book, and it cost a lot of money. It was a great investment. And again, back to the original thing that I was talking about is, you know, in order to – the goal of that book was to break even. So when you're selling books on Amazon, you're going to make maybe about $5 a book. When you sell them in person, you might make $10 a book. So I said it was $7.50. So that meant that I had to sell, you know, roughly, you know, 1,000 books to break even, just to say. And luckily, I was able to sell 2,500 and made some money on it. So that was the goal of the first book, was to create that 300-page business card, break even, make a little bit of money, and then kind of move on from there. The second book, it's not about you. It's about Bacon Bits relationship, or 101 Relationship Marketing Tips, was actually designed around the fact that as I was building the first book, I started a blog on January 1st through December 31st, the year I was writing the book. And every single day I did a networking tip. That's all it was. Is one of my favorite networking tips inside the book is sometimes you forget business cards. So what you do is you take a JPEG or you take a picture of your card and you put it on your phone. And when you don't have a business card and you meet somebody, you say, hey, I don't have a card on me, but can I text it to you? Can I email it to you? Now you have somebody's text number, now you have their email address, and now you can send them a copy of that, and they've got your contact information and you've got theirs. You know, that's one of those kind of tips, is how to network better and stuff like that. So I wrote 365 of those with some guest posts and things like that, with the intention that that was going to be a follow-up, either coffee table or giveaway book. And it's a little 6x6 book. It's not your normal size. And that one is one that I do give away. I mean, I give it away at speeches. I give it away wherever I possibly can. I still sell it for $10 when I'm meeting face-to-face, and it sells on Amazon too. So that book was actually designed to be, you know, the blog was designed to create a book, and I picked out of 365, 101 of the best tips and turned it into a book. The third book was designed vastly differently. I actually created a course called the Bacon System. It was part of the Bacon Academy, Bacon Coach. Everything I do is bacon, and there's a reason behind that. It's a very branding thing, and I think you can go back and listen to the first podcast and get that info. But what I did is I actually wrote the course first, and I taught the course to my first class, which is 12 weeks. So I went through 12 weeks of teaching the course, and I figured out, okay, this works, this doesn't, let's tweak this, let's do that. And I modified it getting ready for the second round of teaching this course. What I did in the process of that is when I finished, I said, okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through all the slides, the training that I've created, and I'm going to teach that. I'm going to read it into a Word document. On a Mac, you can easily do that. It's built in free. On a PC, you have to get something like Dragon, naturally speaking. But I basically spoke it in to my word processor, and then I went in, added personality, and I edited it. And then I went through the process again of sending it to an editor, sending it to a proofreader, getting my cover designed. But it was basically built upon something that I already had been teaching, which was very solid, and you know, figured out what was working and what wasn't. And the third book literally cost me $1,000 to produce, between the cover design, because I already had the interior and the proofreader and the editor. It was much less expensive to do. So now I've got a third book that is going to allow me not only to promote my class, but also to, again, spread the word. It's another 200-plus page business card. So three completely different processes, three completely different ways of looking at it, but I think somebody can take one piece of each one of those and maybe apply it to themselves, because it's so much easier than just sitting there looking at a blank page going, what am I going to write about? So what do you think? Does that help?
That information is fantastic. You know what, Brian? I reckon another book should come out of you, and it should be How to Write a Book, because with all of that information and your experience so far, you've got so much to share. Fantastic. Okay, so now the Bacon System, sizzling hot recipes that grow your business. What's this book all about, and why should we buy it?
Okay, this book is a culmination over the last 5 years, 3 years, of things that, here's the thing about me, is I call myself a professional student. I do things for myself. I try it and I see what works. And then I'm able to coach and teach people how to do it. And so that's what the Bacon System is. It's a step-by-step 12-week, 12-chapter, program that gets people to understand the concept of how to market their businesses online. Where a lot of people fail is they go for the program du jour. And you've seen them, I've seen them. It's like get rich quick, Facebook ads, make money now. Finding leads on LinkedIn, all these other things. And what's missing is a system, and here's where it starts. There's three major components to the Bacon System. The first component is what I call the marketing trifecta. So let me explain the marketing trifecta. Number one, it's understanding that you need to have a very solid home base, and that is your website. If you're relying on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or Wix or any of these other things where you don't own the property, that can be pulled out from you like a rug at any single day. You can do something. There's one company had 4.5 million followers on Facebook on a Facebook page, and they did something against Facebook rules, and it was gone. And so if you don't own and build a home base, a very solid home base that you own, control, and understand, you're missing the point. The second piece of that is what a killer website is, and that's part of the marketing trifecta, is having a website that answers clients' questions in a way that gets them to take action. So what I look at is websites are really no longer this ecosystem. They're really a series of landing pages. And that means that if somebody has a question about a specific topic, a specific thing that you do, you need to have a page that answers that question and then has a call to action. An example of this is I worked with a church, and this particular church, not to make a long story too much longer, but they have two different major audiences. They are on a college campus in Florida down by Orlando. They have snowbirds, people that fly down to Florida for the winter, and then they have the college kids. So they need to cater to the college kids. What are the, student ministries, young adult ministries? What are the senior ministries? And then, of course, there's families in the area. So what are the kids' ministries? So when somebody shows up at the page, it should be able to answer, if you've got kids, click here. And then here's all the information you need, and then click here to get your answers or connect with somebody. If you're a college kid, here's all the things that we offer, and here's what you need to know, and then click here to connect up with our young adult ministry. And if you're a senior, here's all the things you need to know. Here's the things that's going on, and then click here to connect with our person who will help you with that. Those are landing pages, and that's what a website needs to do. And in today's world, you have a short attention span theater. You can't get people to go to multiple pages. You got to take them to the page that answers their question and then give them an opportunity to connect with you. So that's a killer website. Second thing is figuring out analytics. If you understand Google Analytics, you're going to be able to understand how people are getting to your page, what page they're entering in, what page they're leaving at, what are they doing inside of your website? Where are they getting to it from? Is it a mobile device? Is it a desktop device? So you need to understand Google Analytics and how that interacts with your website. The third piece is content marketing. What kind of content can you generate that's going to draw people into your website and keep them there and then get them to act? So you're going to write an article, a blog, a podcast, whatever it is that's going to draw people into the page that's going to get their answers, their questions answered, and then get them to react so that you can interact with them. So that's why I call it the marketing trifecta, because all three of those things work in concert. That's the core of the Bacon system. And so once you get that core down, then the next thing you have to do is actually create content. That's part two. So creating content is, it could be a blog, it could be a podcast, it could be an article, it could be videos, it could be whatever you do that is going to lead them back to your homepage. You want to have a blog or a podcast that draws people in with calls to action on it. What a lot of people do in the social media world, online marketing world, is they rely on OPC, which is other people's content. And that other people's content is great, except if you post a great article from Inc. magazine and somebody clicks on it, all of a sudden they go, squirrel, and there's another article, and then they start going down that rabbit hole, and now they're completely not going to connect with you. They may connect with the person who wrote the other article. So you want to keep them in your home space where you control the messages and give them an opportunity to connect with you. So it's all about creating great content. How to create videos. You know, why is YouTube good? Why is blogging good? How do you get your blog in more places? Why is a podcast good? Even if you don't want to do your own podcast, I'm sitting here talking to your people. You know, so I'm on your podcast. So being interviewed is one option as well. You know, it's how do you create content that's going to draw people in? And, you know, I know you, put my information in your show notes, and that's going to draw people back to my website. And then the third piece of the Bacon system is content delivery. And that's one of the epiphanies that I had, is I used to think social media was a standalone thing. Well, really what social media is number one, it's a relationship building tool first. And secondly, it's a content delivery platform. And thirdly, it is a great advertising platform once you get the base that you can understand how to communicate with those people. So email marketing is a content delivery platform. Social media is a content delivery platform. Using groups inside of Facebook and LinkedIn gives you a tribe building community where you can deliver content and create, you know, engagement and things of that nature. And then the final piece of this is taking all of the content and all the things you've done and repurposing it, turning your videos into audios, and then getting the audios translated and turning it into ebooks or turning it into real books or turning it into articles or whatever it is. But how do you take the things that you've done? It's the mindset and philosophy of not just generating content, but building assets that you can build upon that are going to help people better connect with you and really grow your business in a way that you could never possibly imagine.
That information is so valuable, Brian. Building assets, that definitely is the key. And you're right, if you can repurpose so much of your content and all of this information in the Bacon system, it all makes sense. I mean, I absolutely love it. You know, blogging, turning your blogs into potentially videos and podcasts, being interviewed, sharing everything on all the different social media sites, and everything generating a lead back to your own website where people can click and buy or click and interact with you is absolutely perfect. What a great book. Thank you for writing it. I can't wait to receive my copy. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you. And I will have your copy to you shortly. And, you know, one of the things I want people to think about, too, if you're in a career, you know, change or challenge and things like that, there's no reason. Here's one of the things I tell everybody to do. Buy your name. Go to a domain company like GoDaddy or whatever one you want to choose and buy your name. And even if you can't get your name, put in your name and what you do. So it could be BrianBasilicoMediaExpert.com. It could be whatever it is, you know, find the best way, because if you're John Smith, you're going to have a hard time finding that. But buy your name and start spreading your knowledge and writing it into blogs, maybe doing podcasts, maybe doing some videos, and start developing an arsenal of content, because you can take that and start turning it into things that are way more important than a resume. Way more important than just, you know, a referral letter and things like that. It gives you an arsenal. It gives you a treasure trove of things that you can use to repurpose to either get the job or start your own business or do those things. So that's the place I would start, is get your domain name, build the simple website. I don't care if it's a freebie on Wix to start with, but eventually you want to get to a WordPress where you own it. And it doesn't hurt if you can afford it to pay somebody to help you do that. If you don't understand or learn how to do it, it doesn't matter. But the key thing is start building that, you know, start building those assets so that you have that to be able to grow where you're at and start to communicate, whether it's writing a book or, you know, finding a job. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, those are really valuable tips. You know what my key takeaway from all of this from you today is, Brian, is that when you're writing a book, the book cover is that important. That 17-foot test that you say, you know, because the book cover has got to really capture the attention. A lot of people focus so much on writing the book, they do forget that how important the book cover is, and it does need to be professionally designed. And then, of course, all the valuable content inside has got to deliver great value to your reader. Well, I'm really lucky to have had the chance to chat with you today. And I like the idea, buy your name. Now, you know, you've got Brian Basilico. It just sounds famous, Brian. My name is Jane Jackson, and that's quite a common name. So my domain name is Jane Jackson Coach, which is what I do. So janejacksoncoach.com. I wish I could get Jane Jackson, but someone else has parked it. And I think with a name like mine, it's a little too common. But if you've got an interesting name like yours, fantastic. So Brian, tell us, where can we find this new book, The Bacon System?
The Bacon System is going to be available July 1st on Amazon.com. And so you can go to Amazon, search Brian Basilico, you'll find all the books there. But look for The Bacon System. Now, here's the thing, is on July 1st, I'm having an international book launch party. And unfortunately, you being in Australia, I'm starting at probably 9 a.m. And I forget what the distance is as far as time zones go. But in Australia, it doesn't matter because you can watch replays and things like that. But here's what I'm doing, is I'm doing a blab in the morning. I'm doing a webinar in the afternoon. But part of the book launch is I've been able to assemble a bunch of my friends who are internet marketers and teachers and people that create great programs and value. And what I've done is I've compiled about $3,500 in free downloads, meaning that you can download a course on sales, on writing a book, free cartoons. There's all kinds of, I mean, there's just a ton of stuff inside of this. So what you do is you go to Amazon on July 1st and then July 2nd. I mean, I'll, you know, extend it a little bit. You go there and you buy the book. I'll have a link. If you join my email list, just go to any of my stuff, email me, contact me. I'll send you a link to it. You basically download the book, put in your receipt and your email address and your name the day you buy it. And then I'll send you a link to about $3,500 worth of incredible, and I do mean incredible, downloadable stuff. So, you know, you're going to spend 20, 25 bucks or maybe more on the book, but you're going to get a lot more in return because you're going to get to see a lot of other things from some incredible people. And I think you get a pretty good book out of the price too. So
I'm excited, Brian. This is going to be great. 1st of July. So it's going to be launched 9 a.m. in the USA. I'm assuming East Coast time, because there's such a big time difference between East and West Coast. But what I'll do is I'll have all of this information in my show notes on janejacksoncoach.com. So that you'll be able to instantly link straight to all of Brian's stuff, because I think this will be really, really, really interesting and valuable for so many of you who want to be able to build your own businesses or build your brand online. And so the book is The Bacon System, Sizzling Hot Recipes That Grow Your Business by Brian Basilico, the man himself. Brian, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. I'm really, really excited for you. And certainly 1st of July is going to be a big day for you. And I will share all of the information on all my social media platforms as well. Thank you so much, Brian.
Jane, you've been such a great friend, such a great advocate. I want to fly down to Australia and give you a big hug. But thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure sharing this. I really hope that people get some nuggets out of this. That's all I really care about. You know, even if they don't buy the book, if they get just one great idea, this is time well spent.
Most definitely. And now I feel like going and frying up a lot of bacon. So thank you, Brian. And thanks for all the images and the wonderful bacon-filled snippets of information from you. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Jane. Talk to you soon.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/JaneJacksonCareers. There are over 180,000 book titles to choose, so give it a go and get your free audiobook today from audibletrial.com/JaneJacksonCareers.
You've been listening to Jane Jackson Careers. Sign up to receive regular career advice at janejacksoncoach.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my career success program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.